Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Christian Celebration Center podcast. Our prayer is that this audio will encourage you in Christ and challenge you from God's Word. Enjoy the message.
Acts, the first chapter. We're going to look at one verse as our kickoff text this morning. Very familiar passage, Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, an interesting thing in this text, just before you're seated, let me see this. The word here, witness, is the Greek word, the same Greek word that we get the word martyr. Now, I don't want to read too much into it, but I think it's safe to say this. As witnesses, we are declarers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, regardless of the cost. Father, I thank you today for what's about to unfold. I pray that God, through every testimony, through every report, that you would receive all the glory. Because indeed, as we have sung today, you are worthy. Bless the rest of this service in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This mandate to be witnesses establishes the theme for the entire book of Acts and comes as a direct commission from Jesus himself. His last words before his ascension, which makes this commission not only our obligation, but also a privilege that comes with a promise of empowerment. It's about a person, a power, and a mission. I was going to say program, so I had three P's, but I decided I like the word mission better. So person, a power, and a mission. First, the person of Jesus Christ, upon whose authority the church acts, and upon who is the object of our witness. See, in our ministries, we do a lot of things. Feed people, clothe people. We see people rescued, show people God's love, give them a hand up. But our ultimate purpose is always to lead people to experience the person of Jesus Christ. This commission is about a person. Secondly, it's about a power. The power of the Holy Spirit, which is the promise in our text here of the enablement, the empowerment to carry out the mission. And thirdly, it's about the mission itself, which was to begin in our text, we see it very clearly, in Jerusalem, and then to move out to all of Judea and Samaria and then the ends of the earth, every tribe, language, people, nation, ethnos. So the church is a missionary church, commissioned to proclaim the gospel and influence people with the love and power of God, and as I like to say it, from neighbors to nations. Next week, our guests will focus on our global impact, reaching unreached people groups and the third of our world population that has no access to the gospel. But today, we focus specifically on our community ministries, Midland, our Jerusalem, the Tri-Cities. CCC supports in some capacity around 17 different community ministries, nine of which we regularly support financially. These nine include the Caregiving Network, Reach the Forgotten, a ministry to the incarcerated, RFK, Royal Family, Fostering Hope in Michigan, Mid-Michigan Adult and Teen Challenge, Midlands Open Door, and four more that are actually with us in this service today, including Life Clinic, who is now in Midland, Saginaw, and Bay City, Old Town Christian Center in Saginaw, Midland County Former Offenders Advocacy and Rehabilitation, and Rescue Ministry of Mid-Michigan in Saginaw and Bay City. Before I introduce our guests, I've taken some stats from all nine of our supported ministries and put them together by type to give you a quick yet collective snapshot of a few things your faith promise dollars are helping accomplish just here in Midland and the Tri-Cities through our amazing partners, most of which I share in the last 12 months. We've helped provide ministry and discipleship to around 25 people with life-controlling problems, ministry to the incarcerated, and to over 1,000 former offenders and 600 placed with employment. help to meet medical needs and furnish apartments for couples and people coming out, families out of prison, shelters, and domestic abuse. We've helped provide over 2,000 individuals and families with transportation assistance, gas cards, bus tickets, and helped serve over 1,000 moms and babies, 50,000 baby supplies, and what, 100,000 diapers. Crazy. And can I say, 82 healthy babies born. Yes. We've helped impact 181 children of abuse, neglect, and abandonment through two RFK summer camps and track and teen mentoring. We've helped provide 400 individuals and families with move-in or emergency rent assistance. Shelter, get this, for an average of 200 people in the Tri-Cities, an average of 200 people almost every night of the year for a total of about 70,000 nights of shelter for men, women, children, and teens. That's amazing. And help provide over 350 families with furniture and household goods, and another 300 families with utilities. And just in Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw, through our partners, we've helped provide, get this, 153,000 meals, 13,000 families receiving groceries. That was, over 1 million pounds of food. And the gospel has been presented to thousands. Many have responded, and lives have been changed. And you're going to hear directly from some whose lives have been changed this morning. Now, in addition to our finances and our prayer, if you currently serve this morning or have served at any time in any of these nine ministries we support, Life Clinic, McFor, R3M, Open Door, Teen Challenge, RFK, Royal Family, Forgotten Man, or any other community ministry, whether we support financially or not, but you've served, like Michigan Right to Life, Abolitionist Project, Midland Young Lives, Campus Ministries, or Bible Studies on Northwood, SVSU, or Delta, Mend Grief Support, Habitat for Humanity, International Friends, Salvation Army Share Program, Home to Stay, Shelter House, or any other community ministry that I didn't mention, if you are serving currently or who have ever served, would you please stand right here around the balcony, all over? If you've served in any of these things, just stand to your feet. We want to say thank you. Wow. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. In the time that remains, I want you to hear directly from four of our community ministries that Your Faith Promise are supporting regularly, and hear testimonies of people whose lives have been changed as a result. As I introduce our guests, please wait till I've introduced all of them, and then we'll welcome them all together. Representing Old Town Christian Outreach Center, our own Pastor Josh Bernard and wife Chelsea. Representing Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan, R3M, our director, Dan Streeter with his wife Barb, right here. Representing Life Clinic, Director Lori Drake, and Parenting Education Director, our own Christy Stringer, right here. And representing Midland County Former Offenders Advocacy and Rehabilitation, or McFor, Director Rob Worsley, his wife Julie, right here. And Program Director, our own Jerry McIver, and wife Lori. And others you'll meet as they share their testimonies. Please give all of these guests today a warm Royal Christian Celebration Center welcome, please. Thanks.
Praise be to God. Good morning. I'm Rob Worsley, Executive Director of Midland Community Former Offenders. I'd like to thank CCC for having us here today. McFor is short for Midland Community Former Offenders Advocacy and Rehabilitation. McFor started in January of 2013. We are the only agency totally dedicated to assisting former offenders in the Midland community, and unfortunately, maybe the only one in the state of Michigan. McFor has over 1,125 client files in our office, over 80 new clients for 2022, and we are presently assisting approximately 120 new and returning clients. Our clients are both men and women. McFor is a one-stop case management agency dedicated to providing resources to former offenders for food, clothing, housing, transportation, employment, mentoring, programming, substance use disorder assistance with cost of testing and counseling through JNA services, sober living cost, new bed programs, impact weekend assistance for first-time drunk driving offenders, and many other services. When McFor started, we had a return to prison rate of 47%, meaning that almost half of the former prison inmates that came back to our community were returned to prison within 2 years. Last week, when Jerry and I ran our recidivism rate, our return to prison rate was 3%. We praise God for turning so many around and giving them the best opportunity to be successful, law-abiding, contributing members of our community. McFor is grounded in God's scriptures, and the foundation of our ministry comes from Matthew 25:40. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. That's exactly what we are called to do at McFor. My programs director, Jerry MacGyver, and I like to say that God's gifts to McFor for our clients' resources may bring them to our office, but our real purpose for being there is to speak the good news to them. Resources don't fix people, God fixes people. Thank you for your prayers and support. Aaron?
Thank you, Rob. Well, my name's Aaron Falkowski, and I'm here to share my story with you. My struggle with addiction began when I was just 10 years old. I became consumed by the chaos that was my environment, continuously chasing temporary fix that would lead me in and out of jail for the next 40 years. The trouble in my life had a snowball effect from there, and eventually I found myself a habitual offender facing 10 to 15 years in prison. It was then that I met Jerry for the first time in the county jail. Our interactions was my first introduction to a life with Christ. I can now reflect back and see God's hands after that initial seed was planted. I picked up a Bible off the library cart and began getting into His Word. Soon after, I received an unexpected letter from my daughter, whom I had grown disconnected from due to my addiction, which also helped me restore my faith. After my release and becoming a client, McFor assisted me with a number of things to help me get on stable ground. They helped me obtain copies of all my entitlements, build my resume, complete job searches, and even provided me with suits for my interviews. Once I landed a job, I was outside working. Rob and Jerry provided me with everything I could that I would need to stay warm during the winter months: Carhartt's bibs, boots, socks, gloves, and hats. They supplied me with several gas cars to get back and forth to work when money was tight. McFor was also purchased a gym membership for me at the community center to grow my involvement in healthy, positive activities. However, the support of McFor goes much further than that. I found comfort in knowing that I was in a place where I could lean on, and I was in need of emotional support and encouragement. I grew to view Rob and Jerry as a blueprint for my life. My life with Christ could be free from the chains of addiction that weighed me down for so long. They always remained open, honest, and transparent about their past lives before receiving their salvation and turning towards a life with God. It provided me great hope to know that they were once where I was, and to see their transformation into honorable men of faith, Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Christ does not see us in our sin. Instead, he sees us where we'll be with him. Now, having over 6 years clean, I have transitioned from being a client at the 1016 Network as a recovery coach. My prior therapists are now my colleagues. Since then, I have been able to sustain my own home, purchase my first vehicle. It may sound small to some, but for the first time in life, I have been able to routinely visit both a doctor and a dentist. My testimony is living proof that with God, all things are possible. He can make a way. He can make way where there seems to be no way. Instead of being viewed as a hopeless addict, I am seen as a contributing, productive member of this community. I would like to thank the Christian Celebration Center for their support of this vital ministry and McFor for allowing me to present my testimony. Thank you."
Good morning. I'm Cynthia. Wow, that was loud. I come to give my testimony for McFord, and I want to thank the CCC beforehand because I'm probably going to get a little emotional. You know, for the first time in 36 years, I get to stand and, you know, give this testimony, but I feel compelled to. I don't have a choice. The first time I sat with God, I was only 5 years old. I was locked inside a closet wishing to go anywhere else than where I was. God was the only light of positivity I had to hold on to. Unfortunately, that light soon became harder and harder to see. As I realized, I turned my face to him in my darkest moments. I became pregnant at 14. I was routinely in and out of jail. By 26, I had become a full-blown alcoholic. My battle with alcohol became so severe that it had taken such a toll on my body that I even had to relearn how to walk. I died from it. The courts issued a two-year no-contact order between me and my children due to the way I was living. I was completely lost. Alcohol had robbed me of everything, my family, my home, my marriage, and ultimately my faith. In the mindset of dying from my addiction, I remember feeling as though I was being physically drugged to hell. What I didn't recognize is that I had already been living in hell for most of my life. It was then I called out to God again and asked him not to give up on me, pleading to save my life. After suffering from 21 years of addiction, I finally felt as though I was living life on God's terms, free of poison, shame, and self-loathing. A brighter tomorrow referred me to McFor in hopes that the organization could offer financial support to me in order to successfully complete the requirements of my probation. While being a client, I have been able to slowly build back my life. They have assisted me in getting my driver's license back, obtaining stable housing and furnishings, meeting my basic food and clothing needs, and aiding in the cost of gas, maintaining employment at my new full-time job. They were so pleased with my progress that even agreed to extend my period of time they would cover my cost of my testing at J&A to alleviate some of the financial burdens I was experienced while trying to get back on my feet. I have also been blessed with the opportunity to form a mentoring relationship with those in the office who have encouraged me to stay guided and focused in God's word and his plan for me. I needed direction, encouragement, and support. And through Jerry and Rob, Nicole, and all of the above, God, I found direction, encouragement, and support. I have since found the church to attend and stayed active in my relationship with Jesus. My relationship with Christ is truly the foundation of my newfound life. I'm a living testimony of the miraculous works he can do. God has surrounded me with the comfort and peace only he can provide. I would like to thank Christian Celebration Center for their support and McFor for allowing me to give this testimony today.
Good morning. I'm Lori Drake, and I'm the Executive Director of Life Clinic. Life Clinic has been in Midland for 35 years, and recently, over the last 5 years, we've added locations in Saginaw and Bay City. You may have previously known us as Pregnancy Resource Center. Today, I want to share with you how your support helped a young woman named Anne. Recently, Anne visited our Saginaw Center. Anne was pregnant with her third child with her boyfriend, Ryan, and Anne wanted to keep her baby, but she knew Ryan would not be happy. Ryan was physically abusive and had beat Anne many times before, so she waited as long as she could to tell him about the baby. But when she told him, he was mad, and he insisted that Anne make an appointment at the abortion clinic. And Anne complied out of fear. The day came that Ryan drove Anne to the abortion clinic, and as she told us the story, tears filled her eyes, and she said, "All I could do was pray that somehow God would stop the abortion so I could keep my baby." And at the abortion clinic, God did just that. And it was nothing short of a miracle. At the abortion clinic, Anne sobbed through her entire appointment. And eventually, the nurse turned to her and said, "You need to go home." Now, I can assure you, that is not a typical situation. In fact, it never happens. But God intervened through this nurse and answered Anne's prayers. But she still needed to face Ryan, who was waiting in the car. When Anne left the clinic, there was a woman who had been praying outside, and she came up to Anne and she gave her a piece of paper that had a list of local resources. And Anne put it in her purse, and she went to the car, and she told Ryan she didn't have the abortion. And Ryan became furious, and he told her he would beat her until she lost the baby. She begged him to take her to her mother's house, and he actually tried to throw her out of the moving car, which got the police involved. A few days later, Anne was safely at her mother's house, and she began wondering what she should do. She wanted to keep the baby, but now she was going to be a single mother of three, and she didn't know if she could do it. She began to think Ryan might be right. She remembered the paper she put in her purse, and she pulled it out, and she saw Life Clinic's name on the list, and she called and made an appointment. And when she got to Life Clinic, she said that it was the first time someone had asked her what she wanted, and she wanted to keep her baby. Anne was told she could keep her baby. And at Life Clinic, they explained that she could take parenting classes. And for every class she took, she would earn points. And they could be exchanged for baby supplies in the Blessing Boutique. She was told that if she wanted, she could attend a group Bible study. And her client advocate could pray with her. And that we could help connect her to local churches so she could find her own church family. They explained that if she needed things like housing or food, that we could connect her with the appropriate community resources. She knew she could keep her baby because she wouldn't be alone. Anne left Ryan for good, moved in with her mother, and meets regularly with her client advocate. She even went back to college, and most importantly, her baby boy is growing and developing well and will be born this fall. We are so proud of Anne, and stories like Anne's make me proud, and I hope you are too, because that being that small part of her journey to choose life for her baby is exactly what Life Clinic is all about. So on behalf of Anne and the over 600 families that we served last year, I want to thank CCC for being a faithful supporter of Life Clinic. Because of you, we will be able to do what the Lord has called us to do. Help women eliminate the barriers that often make keeping their baby seem impossible. restoring hope by sharing the love of Christ, and empowering women to make their own decisions to choose life for their babies. Thank you again, CCC. You're a blessing to us. Dan?
Hi, I'm Dan Streeter of Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan. We've been in existence since 1905, 117 years of providing Christian care to those that are hurting and homeless in our community. We help about 200 people every night in that same situation, and just trying to, when they come to the door, let them know that God cares for them by the meals that we serve, by the clothing, by the case management, by the life skill classes, just that whole package, and then to help them get back on their own feet in a place of permanent housing and stability, and hopefully a local church just like this. And so we've got a couple of newer ministries that we've been involved with that I also want to share with you. There's a myriad of things, and I don't have an hour or two to be able to tell you all the things that we do. But I'd ask you to go to our website, r3monline.org, and you would see ways that you can volunteer and all the services that we provide, and you can hear testimonies just like what you're going to hear here in a couple minutes. But two great ministries that we've launched. One is Impact Designs in Saginaw. It's helping families with and individuals with all the material goods they need, and helping to plan their new home accommodations with the furnishings and all the care that you could possibly have. And then if you've ever seen like the show Home Makeover on ABC, we do a big reveal for them. It's been amazing to see how God has blessed. One of the really cool things is that we've helped 50 families since we've launched this program. Before we launched this program, there was about a 50-50 chance that they would stay housed. Since we've launched this program, 96% are still housed. Yes. Another new program we're really excited about is the Samaritan Youth Shelter. And in fact, CCC, you were main giving partners when we first launched this vision 3 years ago. And it's been exciting to see as we opened up the doors in February of 2021, over 70 young people have come through those doors and received services in a point of crisis. And God continues to open up the mission field. Not only are we now helping them with emergency shelter services, but God is also opening the doors for transitional housing. We're looking at that right now, working our license, and hopefully in the very near future, you're going to hear about that part of the ministry being opened up. But then also permanent housing for kids who are aging out of foster care. Right now, they have no place to go. And we're going to open up 10 apartments. You're going to hear about it in the news very soon. Labadee Lofts is what it's going to be called. 10 apartments for these kids who have been struggling their whole life, but now to have a place that they can call their own, and we can show them God's love in a permanent housing situation. So just amazing things that you've been partners with us, and maybe you didn't even realize all that was going on. The real thing is about changed lives, and I want to turn the mic over to a couple people who you've helped influence and help provide a place for them, Charles and Krista.
I don't need no mic, Dan.
Yeah, you do, for online.
Oh, okay, we're online. I'd like to start by saying I'm in awe of CCNC. I wondered how Dan and Rescue Ministry was pulling off everything they was doing, and I get to meet y'all in person, that y'all support the ministry. That I'm in awe of y'all for that. You know, God sent Jeremiah to the potter's house, but he sent me to City Rescue Mission. And when I came to the ministry, I was marred with guilt, inconsistency, and selfishness. But taking classes, being in the ministry, I developed the ability to admit when I'm wrong, follow through on my commitments, get out of self, and be of service to others. So I just want to end by saying I'm presently in the process of securing permanent housing, and I want to say to CCNC, well done, good and faithful servant.
I'm Krista. I am not a public speaker, just so we know. About 5-6 years ago, I was going through a bunch of stuff. Well, I was raised by my great-grandmother, and so when she passed away, I threw away everything. I threw away myself, I threw away my family, and I threw away my faith. I ended up losing our family house. So many trials came from that. When I lost the family house, I had to look for shelter. I have 5 children, so now I need some place to go. In our area where I'm from, everything was full. So as I'm looking online, the only place that continued to pop up, City Rescue Mission. And I'm not going all the way to Saginaw. I don't know anything about Saginaw. What am I going to do there? Continued to pop up. I'm just walking in the glass door, keep doing my circles. And finally I said, okay, all right, I'm going to go. And let me tell you, I'm a tourist, so I'm stubborn. And so we finally got there, and it was the best decision I have ever made, not just for myself, but for my family. I was able to go through our SAVED program. I was able to build my faith back. I was able to walk with God. I was able to allow him to lead me. And Again, able to allow him to lead me and my family. Sorry, guys. And through that, I am now able, I'm blessed to be able to do the same thing. I am a case manager at City Rescue Mission. I get to minister, I get to pray, I get to counsel and teach families, and it is my way of giving back. And I'm so grateful. God knew what he was doing. He's a comedian, but he knew what he was doing. So I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you, CCC, for all that you guys have done.
So I'm so thankful for everything that this ministry represents and what you do, and it's awe-inspiring to see the deliberateness that you have. We know your prayer support, and you have done phenomenal work in financial support. But let me share with you one verse. I've just been impressed this morning to share this. James 1:22 says, "And be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." And so it's really easy at one point to write a check, but it's totally something to actually go and do God's work. And you've got great ministries right here locally that need your help. And if anything, I know you're thinking about what you might potentially give in faith support, but I'd ask that you also think about what you might be able to do to help change lives like the ones you've heard today. Thank you so much, CCC. And now, Pastor Josh.
I was probably supposed to walk in front of that. Good morning. My name's Josh. This is Chelsea. We are the lead pastors of Old Town Christian Outreach Center. We have many ministries. We have a weekday soup kitchen that serves about 200 people a day. We have a Saturday grocery distribution that gives away 750,000 to 1,000,000 pounds of groceries per year. We have a clothing distribution, a furniture and appliance distribution. We have a baby pantry where we get to give away clothes and bassinets and all those kind of things. We have at least 15 nursing home churches, and we have a prison ministry that takes our Bible school to more than 20 states. And I want to thank you, first of all, that one time our founding pastor, Pastor Don, told me that without CCC, Old Town wouldn't exist. It was Pastor Joel Stalker who, speaking on behalf of the Lord, gave Pastor Don the nudge ahead to know that it was the Lord calling him to open Old Town Christian Outreach Center 25 years ago. And it's Christian Celebration Center that was our first monthly supporter. So I want to thank you. We would not exist without this church. At Old Town, our motto comes from Luke 10, 38 through 42, and it's the story of Mary and Martha. Martha is busy, you know, serving Jesus, and Mary's sitting at Jesus' feet, and Martha comes to Jesus and says, you know, rebuking the Lord, "Lord, don't you know that I'm busy serving you? And Martha, tell Martha to help me." And Jesus responds with, "Martha, one thing is necessary, and that's Jesus." Jesus is the one thing that's necessary, and we reach out to our community, we reach out and touch many lives, and as Pastor Pat was talking about, the purpose of it is not just to help people have food or have the clothes or the furniture that they need. The purpose is so that they can encounter Jesus, because he's the one thing that's necessary. And I want to thank you, because I learned that from you. I see a lot of new faces, I see a lot of old faces, but this is my home church. I grew up here. I grew up in Kidtricity before it was called, you know, whatever it's called now. I grew up in Thrive. I went to winter camp. Parents force your kids. My parents bribed me to go to winter camp, and it changed my life. I mean, get your kids to winter camp. I was sitting right there when I filled out my first faith promise on a missions month. Missions month was always my favorite. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is where I did my internship. But it's you living life for Jesus, proving that he's the one thing that really matters, that taught me that he's the one thing that matters. It's your faith promises and the missions giving that taught me what being a Christian is really about. It's living out your faith and worshiping Jesus with abandonment like you did this morning that taught me what it's like to be a Christian to seek Jesus. I want to thank those of you who had to put up with me being a young, dumb, you know, intern. Now I'm a lead pastor. What the heck? Come on, Jesus. And it's because of you. And so from the bottom of my heart, and I know Chelsea echoes this, from the bottom of our hearts, I want to thank you, Christian Celebration Center, for being the hands and feet of Jesus. Because you're not only affecting all these different ministries and the 200-plus ministries, you're affecting the kids around you. You're affecting the people around you. And you have affected a church in Saginaw more than you could ever imagine. And so I just want to thank you and bless you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Wow. Josh, thanks for sharing some of your background, you and Chelsea, and how affirming that is for this church, I'm sure, for you all to know that even coming in on a Sunday morning and worshiping God, you know, volunteering in the nursery, volunteering in the kids' ministry, sending your kids to a camp that's provided, whatever it might be, that those are difference-making moments, not just for your own life, but for the others who are around you. And Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, so we are to pray. Pray that the Lord will send out laborers into the harvest field." And Josh and Chelsea are an example to us and a reminder that God is doing that. He's answering our prayers. We're praying, saying, "God, send us, send us, send us. Send people out of this church, raise up kids or young people to go and do what you want them to do, whatever that is, in the marketplace, as a pastor, whatever it is." God is doing that. He's answering our prayers. And so let's keep praying that and seeing more and more young people say yes to whatever God has for them, whatever that is, wherever that is. And in today's service, we've had the opportunity to soak up all of these testimonies of what God is doing in our community. As Pastor Pat shared, it's starting with our Jerusalem, right? Starting with our Jerusalem. This is our Jerusalem. God has strategically placed us here. And as I've said recently, in a 60-mile radius of 109,000 people, and then beyond that, you go to Saginaw and other places, there are so many people that need love, that need help, that need hope. and God has strategically placed us here in other gospel preaching churches to do just that and to share. So for those ministries who shared, the four who shared, thank you for coming, sharing these testimonies, sharing reports about what God is doing. We give even if we never hear reports, right? We pray even if we never hear reports. But isn't it nice sometimes to hear the reports of some of the things that God is doing for our kids and grandkids, to hear the reports of what God is doing through our faithfulness.
Thank you for listening. You know, we believe God has something amazing in store for you today. And